The state's chief innovation officer and head of the Office of Enterprise Services, Todd Nakapui, says his legislative priority is to modernize government and upgrade 40-year-old computer systems. He says in the last year and a half, they have implemented a digital signature system with the goal of achieving a paperless state government.
So if you need a governor to sign something, someone would walk a piece of paper around all up to the governor's office to get it signed. It would take 4 weeks. We're down to 2 days. We're also trying to reduce the amount of paper that we print. My office alone prints 42,000 pages a day. We print all of our pay stubs. Okay, 80,000 people. We print a pay stub and we deliver that pay stub to individuals. If you're on a neighbor island, we carry it over there.
Senator Glenn Wakai, who chairs the Economic Development, Tourism, and Technology Committee, says his top priority will be to authorize 5G wireless networks in Hawaii.
If we're going to be embracing the idea of one day having driverless cars, we better have the broadband in our communities to be able to have those broadband cars function, and we weren't able to achieve that this past year.
Department of Business, Economic Development, and Tourism Director Louis Salaveria says the state needs fiber optic cable landing sites for broadband and a public-private partnership that works within government financing rules is what's needed.
We're going to create a real relationship between the private sector and the public sector in terms of the delivery of what we consider critical infrastructure. And what we consider critical infrastructure are these cable landing sites, because that essentially is our connection to the rest of the world. Because no matter what anybody says about satellites and wireless and everything, 99.9% of the world's data traffic is still trafficked through fiber optic cables that run through the ocean.
There are 150 high-technology startup companies in Hawaii, most of them created since 2013. Hawaii Venture Capital Association President Meli James says legislative support is needed to help entrepreneurs complement and grow Hawaii businesses.
As we look at innovation more broadly, it's beyond tech, it's beyond what has traditionally been seen as innovation. What are these industries in Hawaii that we can start putting some support behind, for example, ag and other different industries that are circling innovation?
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.